The time, late afternoon. The place, 79 Wistful Vista. The girl, Molly McGee. The character, Mr. Fibber McGee. The action, walking along street, coming home from shopping. We know that because Mrs. McGee is carrying a lot of bundles. She speaks.
Oh, my, I'm glad to be getting home. Such a lot of packages to carry.
Well, I told you you better have them delivered, kiddo. I knew they'd get heavy before we got home.
Yes, you did, dearie. You most certainly did.
Now, if it had been me that had done the shopping, I'd either bought lightweight stuff or had them deliver it. Oh, but no, you got to buy a new flat iron and a towel rack and a frying pan and carry them. My gosh, you should have knew they'd get heavy.
I know. I'm so thoughtless. But when we get up on the porch, you will unlock the door for us, won't you?
Forget your key?
No, but I can't get at it. I got my hands full.
Oh. Well, I guess I can lay my cigar on the porch rail for a minute and even if... Hey, look! Look at them two cars parked across the street. One of them's Ollie's, ain't it?
Sure, that's Ollie. Who's the other one?
Hey, is that a cop? Looks like a pinch.
I don't know. What's that shiny thing he's got in his hand?
Well, that looks like a gun. My gosh, Ollie must be in a jam. Now, let's go in the house, quick.
Wait, McGee, look. The second man is opening up the trunk of his car. He's making Ollie climb into it.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, it's a kidnapping, kiddo. He's a kidnapper. Hey, come back here, you. We saw you.
Heavenly days, a kidnapping, and we saw it with our own eyes. We've got to call the police.
My gosh, I wish I'd have got the license number.
I got it.
Great, write it down quick.
On one of these packages? With my teeth?
Huh?
Open the door, for goodness sakes. We've got to do something.
Huh? Oh, yeah, open the door. It's a good idea. We can get in the house that way. That's quick thinking, Molly.
Oh. My, that's relief to set those bundles down. Call the police, quick. If Ollie's been kidnapped, every minute counts.
Maybe I better call the Elks Club first. Tell them Ollie took the day off.
No, call the police.
Right, what's their number?
Look it up.
Where's the book?
I don't know, ask the operator.
Right. Hello, operator, where's the phone book?
No, forget the book. Ask for the police station.
Huh? Oh, hello, operator. Forget the phone book. Ask for the police station. Give me the cops. Emergency. What's that? It is? They have? Okay, I'll send them a telegram. Thanks.
Now what?
It's an unlisted number. The operators ain't allowed to give it out.
Oh, dear. Poor Ollie. What can we do?
Aha, there's somebody at the door. Probably them gangsters. They know we got their license number. They're going to rub us out.
Well, don't rub it in.
You stand in front of me, kiddo. I'll cover you from behind.
What with?
I'll stare them down. I put 22 lions to sleep last Wednesday, remember?
Where?
At the Lions Club luncheon when I made that speech.
Well, I'd rather get shot than hear another joke like that. So come in.
Get your hands up, bud. I got you covered with a gun in my pocket knife. Oh.
Hello, folks.
Oh, it's you, Imp. Say, did you know about the kidnapping?
My goodness, no. Who kidnapped whom?
Somebody snatched Ollie, the Elks Club janitor, Wimp. Some gangsters in a big sedan.
Yes, locked him in the trunk and roared away.
Ooh, gracious. Did you report it to the police? They sometimes handle things like that, you know.
We can't, Mr. Wimple. They have an unlisted phone number. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Well, I'm certainly glad I didn't see this kidnapping anyway. I hate violence of any kind.
Yeah?
I have so much violence around home that I've just learned to avoid it. Sweetie face, you know.
You mean?
Yes, my big old wife. Her and her big fat temper. One day I inadvertently happened to put some glue into her bottle of nail polish and she just flew into a swivet.
A what, Mr. Wimple?
A swivet, Mrs. McGee. That's a two-tone tizzy with no volume control. Well, she grabbed me up like I was a sofa cushion like this.
Hey, that's Molly's best sofa cushion, Wimp.
And she swung me around against the floor lamp.
day.
Heavenly day.
Then she banged me down on top of the card table like I was a trick in spades.
Hey, Wisp, it's over for the love of
Then she wound up and threw me out the window like this.
Oh.
So, you can understand, folks, why I dislike violence of any kind.
Yeah. I believe I
can... Incidentally, Sweetie Face teaches jujitsu to the police force, so I have their telephone number.
Oh?
It's Wistful Vista 7865J. Let it ring twice, hang up, and call again.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks. Now we can save Ole. Hello, operator. Give me 7865J, hang up, and do it again. Hello, cops. Look, I want to report a kidnapping. Yeah, listen. Ole was put in the trunk of his car and they set the car...
Well, I'm glad you got over here so fast, Sarge. Well, all the details are fresh in our minds. Sit down there and whip out your notebook.
All right. Now, if you'll give me a few facts...
Well, it was just awful, Sergeant. We were coming home from downtown, and we were right at our front door.
Yeah, and all at once, we seen them kidnap Ole.
That's the victim?
No, that's the guy they kidnapped.
And right behind him was this nasty little gangster, a great big fella.
In a big green sedan with four wheels.
With a loud top coat and a turned-down hat with a brim.
And white sidewall tires.
Talking out of the side of his mouth like they always
do. Yeah, wait, please, just a minute. Let me get this down. Green top coat, loud sedan, hat with white sidewall. Got it.
No, Sarge. The hat didn't have white sidewalls.
No, the man did.
Oh, good. A man with white sidewalls should be easy to find because he'll stand out like a sore thumb.
The man had the white sidewalls on his car, not on his thumb.
Let's not change the evidence, Buster. Now then, what happened?
They kidnapped Ole.
And shoved him in the trunk.
The gangster, that is.
No, Ole. The gangster shoved Ole in the trunk.
It was Ole's car. Or the gangster's car.
And when Ole shoved the trunk, or the gangster's trunk...
Wait just a minute. Let's not all talk at once.
Right. It's confusing. You shut up, and I and Molly will do the talking.
Well, I... Now, look, if you'll just give me the facts.
Well... The fact is, Ole's been kidnapped, Sergeant. Yes. I don't know how you can stand here gabbing when poor Ole is speeding away somewhere, locked in the trunk of that car, a big purple sedan with a gangster.
No. Just a minute, kiddo. It was a black sedan. All gangsters have black sedans.
You said it was a green sedan.
Purple.
Well, black always looks green to me at that distance. Make it greenish black.
With a purple top.
A beautiful color combination. If I find a car that color, lady, I'll shoot the driver on sight.
Don't worry about the color, Sarge. You just find a big boy sedan, or a big sedan boy. I don't care what color it is, with Ole in the trunk of it.
Wait, that's all, skip it. I've had enough.
Oh, you hear that, Molly? He's got all the dope he needs. Shouldn't have any trouble running down a suspect with all this information. Eh, Sarge?
No, not at all. I can run down hundreds of them with this mess.
Well, just trot them over here for identification, boy. With I and Molly's memory for details, we can get a conviction on anybody you bring in.
Well, thanks. I'd like to show you exactly how I feel about your help, McGee.
Oh, shucks.
But I left my blackjack out in the car.
I'm so glad we could help.
There they go, kiddo. I should have went with them, but this way I can keep an eye on Ole's car down the street. They say the criminal always returns to the scene of the car.
Hello, Molly. Hey, pal. What's all this about Ole? I heard them talking at the Elks,
but
I couldn't...
It's true, Mr. Wilcox. Kidnapped.
Oh, no. I hoped it wasn't true. Ole kidnapped. It's horrible.
Police are working on it, Mr. Wilcox.
Yeah, I offered to take charge of the case myself, Junior, but you know how them cops are.
Yeah. Smart.
Oh, my gosh, this is a terrible shock, kids. Ole, of all people. Oh, if the police don't bring that poor guy back safe and sound, I'll... Let me sit down a minute.
Yeah,
oh,
here,
no, no. Sit here, Mr. Wilcox. We know how you feel. We're all fond of Ole.
Fond of him? Why, of all the friends I have in this town, Molly, Ole is the best.
Your best friend?
No, my best customer.
Oh. Of all the cheap, dramatic tricks to
well,
dress.
Since he's been janitor at the Elks Club, Ole buys more Johnson's Water Repellent Glow Coat than anybody in... Well, you've seen how beautiful he keeps those floors, that linoleum down there.
We've seen the kidnapping and the guy stuck over.
And how do you think he does it? How does he keep those floors so beautiful? With Johnson's great water repellent glow coat, that's how.
How well?
Ole knows how many times. Ole knows how many times he can mop up spilled drinks and tracked in mud without losing that beautiful gleaming glow coat shine.
The guy pulled a gun this long and he...
Because when you mop... When you mop dirt off a glow-coated floor, you don't mop the wax off. It stays on. It stays bright. Because Johnson's Water Repellent Glow Coat, the greatest product of the age, made by the finest people...
Hey, look. Waxy.
Yes, pal.
A man has been kidnapped, Mr. Wilcox.
Oh, well, don't worry about it, kids. I'll get him back. I'll offer a reward.
Good idea.
I'll offer the biggest reward this town ever saw. I'll take an ad. Reward, I'll say. One case of Johnson's Water Repellent Glow Coat for information leading to the safe return.
Ah, there goes a real friend, Molly. A solid, true blue glow coat salesman. Anytime a pal of his...
Hear that? Hear that? The police are out, running around all right.
Well, they better be out. I'm giving them cops 1 hour to round up that kidnapper, and then, by George, I'll form a posse. I'll set up roadblocks. I'll drag out the throw net.
Throw out the drag net.
Yeah. Come in.
Oh, hello, Dr. Gamble. Come in.
Thanks, Molly. Good day to you, sausage head.
Hi, hip stabber.
Any news about Ole? The Elks Club's in an uproar about
Ole. Not a thing, but look, you want to join a posse I'm going to organize if I can get anybody to join it? We'll take your car, Doc, because I just polished mine with Carnu, and I don't want to get any bullet holes in it.
No, thank you, Trigger Happy. I've seen you handle a gun, and any time you pick up a firearm, I know where my place is. Behind something.
Yeah, you stay here, McGee, now.
Oh, look who's talking. Who was it the last time we went hunting he claimed his shotgun was empty and pulled the trigger to prove it and shot the top out of our only tent and it rained all night and I caught a terrible cold and come to think of it, it was me that done that, wasn't it?
Yes, McGee, it was. And say, look, I've got an idea that might get Ole back.
Yeah?
There's a character around this town whom I took some slugs out of the last time the police brought him in and... Well, hand me the phone.
Here, doctor.
Thanks. Hello, operator. Get me the Rat's Nest Cafe at the edge of town.
Rat's Nest?
Hello, Rat's Nest? Let me speak to Louis the Louse.
Heavenly days, what picturesque people he knows.
Yeah, Doc's got the kind of...
Hello, Louis the Louse? This is Doc Gamble, Louse. Yeah? Look, Louis, somebody snatched our janitor from the Elks Club. You don't know, huh? See if you can make contact, Louis.
My gosh, Doc's a smart operator, ain't he, Molly?
Yeah, Louis, if you can locate the guy, tell him to bring Ole back and he can have McGee. Thanks, Louis.
Have McGee? Why the dirty...
What on earth is
this? So long, kid.
Why?
Have McGee...
My gosh, of all the ridiculous ideas. You don't think Doc...
Of course not. But don't you dare leave the house. I've got to go upstairs and start the laundry. This whole thing is...
Okay, Tootsie, okay. I'll sit here where I can keep an eye on Ole's car, and maybe I can figure out a motive. Come in.
Hi, mister.
Oh, it's you, Teeny. I'm glad to see you, sis, but I haven't got time to gab right now. I'm busy.
Well, gee, I can't stay anyhow, mister, but, oh, boy, did me and Willie Toops ever have some excitement downtown a while ago.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting, but...
We saw this big gangster, see, driving a black sedan with a Tommy gun on the seat, and we hate gangsters.
Now, look, sis, I... Huh? A black sedan?
A gangster?
Sure, mister. I could tell he was a gangster by the way he kept looking out of the side of his eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyway, when he stopped for a stoplight, somebody in the back of the car hollered, "Help! Help!" So me and Willie...
Oh, my gosh, that's the guy. What happened, sis? What'd you do?
Well, me and Willie hollered like everything. We hollered, "Stop, you crook."
Yeah?
And he's a kidnapper and all that kind of stuff, but he didn't pay any attention to us, and then he drove off.
Oh, my gosh, this is terrific, sis. Hold everything. Hello, operator. Give me the cops, quick. Hello, cops. McGee. Yeah. Look, chief. I got a witness here that just saw the kidnapped car. Downtown. Yeah. Huh? Where'd you see it, Teeny? What street?
Street?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it was at 14th and Oak because me and Willie...
14th and Oak, chief. Yeah, send a squad car past. Drag out the throw net.
Throw out the drag net.
Yeah. Drag out the... Huh? Why didn't you call a cop, Teeny?
Oh, we didn't have to call a police, mister. A policeman came right over the minute me and Willie started hollering.
She says a cop come running, chief. Huh? Oh, I'll ask her. What'd he do, sis? Was there any shooting?
Oh, no. No, mister, no shooting.
No shooting, chief.
The policeman just put me and Willie out.
The cop put her and Willie out, chief.
Because we were hollering and throwing popcorn boxes at the screen.
They were throwing popcorn... Huh?
And he told us never to come back to the Bijou Theater again.
Ma.
So long, mister.
So long, chief.
Now, go over this thing once more, McGee, slowly. I want to get all the facts straight.
I don't blame you, Mr. Mayor. Well, when these two men...
One, Molly.
Two men, dearie. Foley and the gangster.
Oh, yeah. Two men.
Two men. One victim and one kidnapper.
There may have been others crouched down in the back seat.
Well, there probably was, too. Let's say there might have been three more. That makes four gangsters and Ole. Five altogether.
Now, wait a minute, McGee. You don't know there were three more hiding in the back seat?
Well, I just deducted that, Latrivia. I deducted that there were three more from the fact that when I went out a little while ago, there were three cigarette butts laying in the gutter. Side by side. Right where the kidnapped car had been parked. Significant, eh? I scraped up some of the ashes into this little envelope. Here, have them analyzed.
Thank you.
If they turn out to be cigarette ashes, it's probably a cigar smoker in disguise. That's a good clue.
Oh, that's a Jim Dandy one. Just a peach. Nothing like a soiled envelope full of twigs, ashes, and macadam scrapings to track down a kidnapper.
Well, I'm glad you think I done right, Latrive. Lots of fellows would never have thought of examining the scene of the crime. The cops give me heck for trampling over a lot of footprints, but personally, I consider the cigarette butts more important.
I'd like to catch one of my policemen interfering with your investigations.
What would you do to him, Mr. Mayor?
Make him a lieutenant. Now then, let's take the matter of motive.
Well, we thought
I'll
that...
clarify it for him, Molly. That means I'll make it clearer, see? Deducelate.
Yes, pray do. Deducelate.
Well, sir, I figured that Ole was kidnapped for some reason. You find out what the reason is, and we got the motive. Simple?
Yes. Yes. You've thought a lot about this case, haven't you, McGee?
Well, I've always been interested in this kind of stuff. Even in high school, all the teachers agreed that I had a real criminal mind. Well, sir, it's the motive in this case, sir.
Oh, that's probably for me, if you don't mind. I left word I could be reached here.
Oh, yeah.
79 Wistful Vista. Beg pardon? Yes, this is my honor. I mean, this is his mayor. My mayor. This is Latrivia. What? They have? Well, put every available prowl car on it. I'll break anybody who lets them escape. By the way, Wilson, code 75. That's all.
Heavenly days, isn't this thrilling? What's code 75, Mr. Mayor?
That means let my secretary know who won the seventh race. Now then, McGee, more facts, please. You saw this man force Ole into the trunk of the strange car.
With my very own two little blue eyes, Latrib, and so did Molly.
Yes, poor Ole jammed into that luggage compartment. I hope he lets all the air out of the spare tire.
Well, now, can you describe the...
My goodness! Sounds like they're coming this way.
Look out the window. There's the kidnapped car and a squad car right behind it.
They're forcing it to the curb.
Look at them cops boiling out like a busted crate of grapefruit.
Yeah, look, look. They're opening the trunk. Oh, there's Ole.
Good, good, good. Safe and sound. Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, thank me, kiddo. I'm the one that he put the cops on the trail. Come on, let's be in on the kill.
All right,
Ole, you're back again, safe and sound.
Well, hello, missus. Hello, McGee. That's all the excitement.
I'm the mayor, man. I'll take over here. Have you been mistreated in any way, Ole?
You bet your life I'm mistreatment, Mr. Mayor. I keep bumping my head on the roof of the trunk.
Well, you're safe now. Men, take that fellow to headquarters for questioning.
Yes, sir.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Why do you want to question my cousin?
Your cousin?
You mean this man is your...
Not really my cousin. He's your first cousin to my wife's brother-in-law.
Then why did he lock you in the trunk of his car?
Look, he gets Speak in back of car. And he say to me, Ole, help me find Speak in car. So I climb in the trunk and we drive around and I find the Speak too.
Where was it?
In the bed of the trunk. Can't close it with me inside so it don't squeak. Well, come on, vice brother-in-law's first cousin. I got to get home. So long, Mayor. So long, McGee. So long, Mrs. So long.
Well, it just goes to show how appearances are deceiving, don't it?
Certainly does. Yeah. Heavenly days. I'd have bet almost any amount of money that...
Oh, my gosh, that reminds me. Excuse me, kiddo. Hello, operator. Give me the police station.
What on earth are you doing?
Hello. Police station? Code 75. Huh? He did? Who ran second? Oh, much obliged.
Lose much?
No, I didn't lose much. It was just a mental bet.
That's my boy. Still keeping your bet small.
Huh? Oh. Good night.
Good night, Al.
A couple of weeks.